This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The stumble bum play that you hit the Bears with.
You like that one?
You like that?
It was clever.
You like that?
Jason Leisure.
I will fight Chris Emma in Starbucks. I will fight him in a Panera, a Dunkin' Donuts, a Quiznos, a White Hen, a Schlotzky's. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Sounds good.
Bears reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
Jason, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. What was your reaction to the Seth Wickersham report?
Ooh. Wow. Okay. So we're just going to ease into it here today, huh? That is the first and worst piece of bad PR for Kayla Williams since he got here.
Jason Leisure with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Ah, it's great to talk with Jason Leisure about football in May. Why not?
Means the canvas is pretty open because there's not a lot necessarily going on this week for the Bears, but Jason has thoughts. We have thoughts. Let's have a conversation.
He joins us now on Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Jason, thanks for joining us. What do you think of the flag football thing in the NFL and why NFL players are so gung-ho about doing it?
Well, it sounds fun. I can see why they'd want to do it. It sounds fun. How interesting is that going to be to watch, though? Because, I mean, who? What other country is going to have a team that can be competitive?
Oh, that's a good question. I am ill-equipped to have a conversation about the state of international flag football outside the United States.
But that's the state of football at all outside the United States, it's really not that popular outside of the U.S. I think it's got some popularity as a TV product in Mexico and Canada, but I don't think it's being played in those. I mean, this is different even than basketball, where, yeah, you know that Team USA is going to be the heavy favorite, but they are going to probably play some good teams like Argentina and France and what in any given year. I mean, I just don't even see who's going to put up a competitive team with the U.S. in this.
Yeah, on the women's side, it has become global. Like, women's flag football has become like a serious thing. With the men, because a lot of places do actually have professional leagues and varying degrees of good, I don't know. It's just so weird that the NFL is like, yes, we're going to get NFL players into it. It honestly feels unfair because there is a pretty robust flag football like country here. Like it's a they're actual pros that play, and it seems kind of unfair. The NFL players like, we're in now, tag us in. Give us gold medals.
I am now more prepared to have a conversation about international flag football
that quickly
outside the United States. Yeah, I went to a website called Wikipedia.
There
were 42.
Somebody's reading Wikipedia.
I am. There are 42 teams in the most recent championships held by the International Federation of American Football, 42 different countries that have taken part. Austria won the gold at one point in this. The U.S. has done very, very well, to your point. But
yeah, we've been fine.
Austria, Mexico, and Denmark, and France, and Thailand, they're all relative powers in international flag football.
But it's mostly a sport that only America plays, football. I mean, flag football, tackle football, whatever. It is extremely popular here and not very popular anywhere else. It just seems like an odd pick for the Olympics to begin with. I mean, imagine if the Olympics were going to be in some other country, if they were going to be in Japan, and they're like, hey, one of the new sports this year is some sport that only Japanese people play, typically, that is only played in this country. Well, how is that going to appeal to the whole world coming there to compete? I like Lawrence's idea where maybe this would be more interesting if it wasn't the NFL players. I'm interesting to me to watch. It's not going to be that interesting to me to watch Tyreek Hill have 13 catches for 400 yards every game. But maybe we see some amateur guys out there and you fall in love with some quarterback or wide receiver that you'd never heard of before, and it's a lot more interesting to watch.
It was pretty great at the Pro Bowl. I don't know if you watched it or if you cared, Jason, but I watched it both years that it's been played, and I enjoyed the hell out of it both times.
But that's not who they're going to play.
Right. That's NFL players versus NFL players.
It's a fair point.
If you told me there's going to be it's not the Olympics, it's going to be a flag football tournament the same time of year, and each division has a team, and it's an 8-team all NFL player tournament, then that's more like what you're talking about, Matt. That would be interesting.
In a related story, I hope that U.S. Olympic gymnast, the legendary former gymnast Mary Lou Retton, gets help because she's facing charges of driving while under the influence of alcohol. She was arrested.
That was quite the left turn.
Well, it's the Olympics came up. That's all I needed.
Is that correct, or was that on Wikipedia too?
No, that is true. This is okay. A true story. And what's amazing is when they tested her after she stopped driving, they asked her if she would walk the balance beam just to see if she was doing okay.
That's not what happened.
No, it
that
is.
That deserved a rim shot.
Thank you, Chuck.
That's okay.
To test her sobriety, they also asked her to do her complete floor exercise routine from 1984, which I thought was above and beyond. Jason, your thoughts?
I think this is the first time I'll ever have said this on your show, and I am simply just not prepared to discuss this topic.
I think that's a fair way to look at it.
To react to that.
You brought it up when we talked last week about Caleb, that you thought that he had made some mistakes here in talking with Seth Wickersham and having all of this stuff and then not talking about things publicly. Do you expect that maybe we'll hear from him in the next couple of days about this? Or is this just wait until training camp and we'll holler at you then?
The best time to hear from Caleb Williams on this will be 2 weeks ago. That's, to me, the bigger misjudgment here by him, his team, the Bears PR, whatever, is some of this was probably an error to let this get out in the first place and be on the record about stuff like this in the first place. But man, do you compound the error when you just let it drag on infinitely like it has. This story came out on a Thursday. I mean, you couldn't ask for better timing a couple weeks ago if you're going to have something like this, if you're the Bears, then to have this come out on a Thursday when he's in town. You could have him in the building Thursday night, go over what this is going to be like, send him out there Friday afternoon, a perfect Friday news dump, have him answer the questions and say, hey, I'll do this, but I'm not going to do this forever. We'll do 10 minutes on this now, and then I don't really want to keep talking about this. And I hope that he and the Bears will have him talk tomorrow. I mean, it's not going to go away, but the sooner he talks about this, the more it quiets down.
Agreed. What did you make of the Albert Breer report that we discussed earlier last hour, that Caleb has been around the building a lot, and Ben Johnson, Declan Doyle, and JT Barrett have been working on their relationship, the three of them, and they talked with him about both body language and pre-snap procedure as things they want to see improved after watching last year's film?
Well, the first part, not surprising that Caleb is in there putting in the work. I mean, I don't think anyone has ever had questions about his work ethic or how hard he wants to work. I think he might still need to be taught how to work hard in the NFL. And that's what this coaching staff and Case Keenum are there to help teach him. The bad body language, you know, that is a tough thing to criticize about people in general. You don't always know the context. The thing that he got probably the most heat for nationally last year was the game they played at Minnesota, and you saw him kind of rolling around a little bit on the bench, kind of writhing. I don't know how exactly you would describe it, but kind of twisting and turning on the bench. And I think that everyone looked at that as like, oh, look, that's him kind of just being overdramatic. And I think he was hurt. I think he was trying to roll his back around in a way that it would feel okay. So that's the kind of misconception that you can have when you are just looking at one clip of a guy and you don't know the total, all the context for that. But I do think that with the scrutiny of the position, you need to know that not just the world and the media and the television audience, the coaching staff and the players are watching you too. And you can send more of a resolute signal with your body language sometimes.
Each one of these next things that the Bears do, whether it's the mini camp practice now after the OTA practice and then the training camp practice, we're going to be drawing comparisons to try and help us frame how we think about things. It's kind of what all of us do as human beings. And sometimes, was it the comparison is a thief of joy? But I am curious, since we had heard that things were going to be different as far as how the tempo of practice and whatnot, what's been your experience in watching it, and what do you or would you compare it to?
I think there's just with Ben Johnson's staff coming in, there's going to be more intensity, less margin for mistakes in practice. And just, you know, it doesn't have to be a huge mistake. It can just be an imprecise route that somebody runs. And that's something, you know, that issue has been problematic for the Bears, that specific one, back to Matt Nagy, where he wants things done a certain way. His wide receivers coach is not coaching it exactly like that. And you have some players that are maybe not the most intuitive route runners at times, guys like Anthony Miller. That was a really polite way to say Anthony Miller didn't know the plays. And it just results in all this dysfunction that shows up on Sundays. I think Ben Johnson is not going to allow for that. And on one hand, that sounds great. That sounds really good. It will be more interesting to me to see how that approach is going over in August and maybe next August rather than the first couple months of OTAs.
Jason Leisure here with us on 670 The Score. What's the next shoe to drop in terms of roster decisions? I mean, they've got time here. Do you suspect they're waiting on a running back and they'll just keep waiting on that? Or are we just kind of in a moment where they're going to see what they have with what they have, and that's what the offseason's for at this point?
Yeah, to me, Matt, it'll be that and the defensive line, defensive end specifically. It'll be those two positions where, as far as adding or subtracting to the roster, trying to figure out, Ben Johnson, do you have enough here? And Dennis Allen, do you have enough here? At running back, we got a lot of questions. It's why you brought it up, because you don't see the type of running backs here that Ben Johnson was accustomed to in Detroit, unless DeAndre Swift is going to really change his game, which obviously they want. And if Roschon Johnson kind of, not goes back to being the player that we saw before, but becoming the player that the Bears envisioned when they drafted him, because I don't know that we've seen Roschon Johnson really do that, really come into his own yet, and certainly not last year. That was a really difficult situation for him to try to find his way when it seemed like Shane Waldron kind of just forgot about him or had no use for him. And then on the defensive line, the Bears have been talking about this every year. Whoever wins the Super Bowl, there's something that everyone is looking at that team does, and they want to imitate. And the Bears have been talking about wanting to imitate how Philadelphia had just waves of defensive linemen, defensive tackles, defensive ends. Their second string causes almost as much trouble as the first string causes. And while the Bears have made upgrades on their defensive line, they're not there yet. They don't have eight that they can send at you.
No, that's still a struggle. And the defensive end position overall, I think, is a glaring weakness for me. Like, when I look at the Bears, I think they've been better in a lot of different ways, and they made upgrades and brought in people who are going to make them better. The defensive end thing is still problematic for me, unless they really believe that the pressure that they might be able to generate with stuff on the inside of the defensive line will then make Montez better at his gig.
Yeah, I think that is all part of it. You need to have pressure from the inside and the outside. And we've seen what Montez Sweat looks like when he doesn't have any help. And he's just okay if he doesn't have any help. If he's got help, I think he can be an elite pass rusher. He can be worth every penny and worth the draft pick that you sent for him. But the pressure's got to be coming from every direction if you're if you're an effective defensive line, which the Bears have not had an effective defensive line in the last 3 years.
Guys, let me ask you a question. There is one team that is favored right now in every single one of their regular season games. There's one team that, according to the early lines, is favored in all 17 regular season games. Anybody like to guess?
The Eagles?
Not the Eagles.
Baltimore?
Not the Baltimore Ravens.
The Buffalo Bills.
The Chicago White Sox.
Who guessed the Buffalo Bills? It's not the White Sox. It's an excellent guess. Who said Bills? Was that you?
Yeah, I said all three.
That was Lawrence.
Yeah, Lawrence.
Bills would have been
three.
My guess.
Oh, really? Well, yes. Jason, yeah. Go ahead. Try again. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to guess Bills.
It is the Bills.
Right. You're right.
Good job, Jason.
Right on.
You too, Lawrence. The Buffalo Bills is correct. They have the Chiefs at home in week 9, and they're favored by a point against the Chiefs. And their home opener against the Ravens. So they had their two toughest games on the schedule are both home games, and they are slim faves in each one. It's interesting. I wouldn't have guessed the Bills that quickly, but the schedule quirks allow for it.
I mean, I guess, yeah. And the Eagles, I guess, is a bad one just because you have to play Washington twice, and people expect that Washington right. is going to be good to... Maybe you are favorite the game at the link, but you're not favorite the game in Washington.
And you have the Bears, you know.
Right. I'm sure the Eagles won't be favored in that game.
But, yeah, so, yeah, the Eagles make sense. But the Bills, I don't know. Is this
everyone wants things to happen for the Bills,
every
man.
Every season. It feels like every season everybody's expecting the Bills to do that thing and take that leap forward. And they're pretty damn good.
And everyone's always expecting Kansas City's window to close. The Bills have kept their window open so much longer than I thought they could have. There was a couple of years ago where it looked like, I think they were 5-5 or something, and it looked like this is probably going to be it for them, and they've kept it open.
Well, they've got Joey Bosa now. I mean, they just keep going, keep trying to add those pieces that'll make the biggest difference.
Yeah, it's true. It's what's this time of year like for you? Are you just done? Are you ready for 5 weeks of dark NFL to start?
On a personal level, yeah, I'm looking forward to having my time and being with my family and stuff like that. In the scope of my job, this is really interesting as a time of year whenever there's a new coach. It's less interesting when there's continuity, but with the Bears, I mean, it's pretty much this every couple of years. Every couple of years, you're in May and June wondering what the new coaching staff's going to be like and just trying to get clues about how they're going to run things, what they're going to do to the depth chart, how they're going to use certain players like wide receivers that are going to be used differently than they have been in the past. So this is really very interesting to me. These are the first clues to you of what the season is going to look like.
And you got a chance to cover the Cubs yesterday for the Sun-Times, didn't you?
and you've been covering the Sky as well.
Yeah, I'm not exactly free. I don't usually do any of those things, but I filled in for Matty Lee yesterday at the Cubs-Rockies game, and we are in between Sky writers right now since Annie left, so I've been filling in on that. And, you know, you guys know, I'm a team player, and that's something I've always respected about myself.
Yeah, well,
it's the body language that I respect the most.
I just love that, like, they drop you into one of the national the hottest takes in the world of, hey, Jason Leisure, why don't you go cover what's going on with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark? Enjoy yes. that for your time when you're supposed to just be thinking about football.
Well, first off, the most fun job I've ever had in my career was covering the Heat. As a beat writer in the NBA, you get such great access. I love basketball. The personalities intertwine with the way people play so much. And there's a lot of parallel there between that and the WNBA. And the Sky have interesting players. They have an interesting coach, first-time coach, who's about my age. And it's been interesting. I walk in there and try to cover it like I cover the Bears, you know, and they might be a little thrown off when the questions are about the starting lineup and the depth chart and what's going on with this person and, hey, what's the deal with this person's injury?
Did anybody say, what's up yours? Did that come up
no.
at all?
It was very interesting, though. It was an interesting experience for me being in the Cubs clubhouse yesterday because they had just kind of this whatever, ugly 3-1 win. The wind was blowing in yesterday. They're playing the worst team maybe ever in the Rockies. And they just kind of squeak by, whatever. And it's just so happy there. It's so refreshing to be around a team where everything's going well. Everybody's happy. There's not a lot of conflict between the team and the media. You can write about, you know, kind of frivolous things that aren't really that important because that's what people want to know when the team's going real. They want to know, you know, about the celebrations and the photo bombs and, you know, who's having a baby off the, you know, who's got a baby on the way, stuff like that. Like all these just exciting personal things become relevant when you're covering a team that is got it going on right now.
I think we should.
I mean, if I came on here, Matt, and you know, I always wear like the California Angels hat. And if I came on here and told you like, oh, hey, I found out what 5 hats Pete Crow Armstrong owned when he was a little kid. You'd be like, oh, that'd be awesome. I'll eat that right up. Give me that right now.
Clear out the next segment. Let's go. Which ones were they?
If we go back to week 12 last year and I'm trying to do the same thing with Cole Kmet, you guys are like, what are you doing?
This is why baseball is
the best. You don't ask those questions on a team that's 4-8.
There's also just a lot more inventory of games. And I'll just say that for a football writer to cover a baseball game, it's got to be the worst. It's the longest day ever to go cover a baseball game.
And it's one of 162.
It doesn't really matter
for you.
It is a very long day, but I love baseball. It's been my favorite sport since I was 5 years old. So that part of it is fine. With the one interesting thing I've always found, and you guys will both know this for sure, I've never had a baseball beat as my job. I've done the other sports, not that one. I have often been dropped in when I was early in my career, would fill in on the weekends covering the Marlins, or they would send me to spring training and say, hey, can you hit, you know, Tigers, Blue Jays, Yankees, Phillies, spring training, and just do a feature on guys there. There is no sport where there's a probably closer relationship between the players and the media than that. And because of it, in no sport are they more wary of outsiders.
Yep.
So when you drop in there, when I drop in there yesterday, you know who I am. And some of the other reporters there know who I am. Not one person in that clubhouse knows who I am. And I got the longest side eye from Craig Counsell when he walked through the clubhouse. I think he was just trying to figure out who I was and what I was doing there. I don't think it was anything personal. Or at least I didn't take it that way. But that's baseball, man. If you're there all the time, they will talk to you all the time and about everything, from what I understand from people who've had that job. If you're not, it's like COVID. They want you 6 feet away.
Yeah, no, because it's their house. It's their place, and every day they're hanging out with media. All right, so which Cubs players were warm to you, if any?
All of them. I talked to Dansby Swanson. I talked to your guy Nico. And
You told him you listened to the show, right?
Yeah, I said I've heard him on there with you guys, and that he's pretty good.
Pretty good?
I'm trying to think if there was somebody else that I talked to, but those are the guys that stick out.
Nico, my segments are better, Nico, but you know, you're pretty good.
Counsel was probably
just
mad
at you. You guys asked Nico about Mary Lou Retton or no?
No, we did not.
Throw that one at him, Steve.
No, I kind of wish I did, though, now at this point.
Counsel's just mad because he's a Mitch guy.
He doesn't wish you did.
That's why he was looking at you weird.
Sorry there, Jason. All right, next week I'll have Olga Corbett questions for you next week.
Can you go any further on this?
Mitch Gaylord? I mean, let's go. Like, how many? Sure, Bart Connor.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
Keep going.
What? I smell a categories.
Sorry. Are these all gymnasts?
They are.
Okay.
You're nailing that.
Right. I can't go past like Carrie Strug. That's my earliest gymnastics.
Well, you have reference. To go with the Magnificent Seven. You had to name everyone on that squad, right? Dominique Dawes.
Go ahead.
I'm not gonna have a good memory for this. There's Carrie Strug, and was her name Shawn Johnson, I think.
Shawn Johnson.
Yeah, very nice.
And who was the girl with the smirk?
Michaela Maroney. Maroney. Yeah.
I like that look. That's a good look.
And then that's it.
I would want to be famous for my smirk. I'd be proud of that.
Was it Dominique Mochianu?
Oh yes, very nice.
That sounds right. Yeah, that's
an excellent pull.
And that's
look at that.
Allie Raisman, Gabby Douglas.
Oh, that's right. Gabby Douglas. All right, Alex.
Simone Biles, he got that one.
Off the top rope.
That was a deep cut.
Well, I mean, we know Simone Biles from her wearing Packers gear on the Bears sideline last year.
What are you doing?
It was the first I'd heard of her was that she was married to one of the Bears players.
Man. Well, I'll tell you what.
Maybe America's greatest athlete.
It could be. I'm glad we did
in
this.
In the argument.
I'm glad we got all those gymnast names on the
me
score.
Me too. Jason, thanks for the time, man.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's Jason Leisure of the Sun-Times. You can read him covering the sky and covering the Cubs occasionally, mm-hmm. but mostly covering the Bears.
And withstanding us. Absolutely.
It's true. When we come back...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's happening.
It's not.
I think it's happening.
Okay.
I know you've heard it before, but there is legitimately a moment right now that feels like a corner turn. I'm serious.
Well, I'll be ready to be hit in the face with a cricket bat when you turn that corner.
I'd rather not.
We'll talk about what's happening at 35th and Shields next on The Score.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Spiegel and Holmes.
You guys are great.
You're right. Thanks, Chris.
We'll send him the book. That is Chris Ronji.
Afternoons on the Score.
3-2 in the air. Deep left field going back is Ozuna at the wall. It is gone! Miguel Vargas breaks up the no-hitter in a big way. A solo shot here in this fourth inning. His seventh of the season. And it's the Sox down one here in the fourth.
The White Sox are 20 games below 500. Matt Spiegel.
Yes, Lawrence. I'm here to tell you that this organization is turning a corner as an organization. And I'm not saying just the big league team, who is, of course, as you mentioned, 20 games under 500. But that guy right there, Miguel Vargas, could very well be a legit piece. In his last 29 games, he's got an OPS of 950. 7 homers, 17 ribs, and this dovetails quite nicely with some very specific advice that he got via the organization that came to him and said, hey, we've been looking and we think you could do this. And he said, oh, really? Okay, I'll try. And it has immediately paid dividends. That is but one data point of a much broader picture, if you are paying attention and zooming out, that can make you feel, and has made me feel, like the organization is turning a corner.
Okay. I would also like it if they just left him at the position that he's supposed to play.
Oh, that's entirely fair. That maybe the big league manager can leave him over there. They don't really have an answer at first base. They sent Tim Elko down.
There should be plenty of answers at first base that don't cause you to move a guy who is having a good season playing at a more premium position.
Right, but I'm trying to get bigger than the frustration of a game or two games or 3 games.
That is process to me, Speaks. That is, oh, wait, we don't have someone to play first base? That's bad process if you then have to move a guy who's been playing a better position.
Okay.
And been doing it well enough to make people like you think they've turned a corner.
Well, but here's why I think that they've turned a corner. Because what they did with Colson Montgomery is widely actually respected by a lot of progressive thinkers around baseball.
Send him back to zero?
They sent him back to zero, took him out of the day-to-day grind at AAA, and just kind of try to get him to relax and think about it a different way and work with him. And then since they've sent him back, he's hitting .341 in 10 games. He's looked the best he has offensively at just about any level. Tiny little sample. We'll see if it works. But the idea is a very progressive one. They just did the same thing with Hagen Smith and Jairo Iriarte in terms of pausing two young pitchers so they could work on biomechanics stuff. and was talking about it with Keith Law on Hit and Run on Sunday. And Keith Law was like, yeah, it's a good idea. It's a good, progressive, thoughtful idea. Why just use bullets of a guy in the minor leagues when you can actually have him throw while he's nice and warmed up and actually check out his biomechanics? They finally have people on staff to think about these things. Keith was saying they have a lot of really smart people. They could still use more. They should hire some more. But like those kind of things give me a sense of positivity. So there's those things. And then there's the state of the pitching, the starting pitching and the state of the pitching in the minors. And there's just a lot of really good process going on. I hear what you're saying about the first base thing. And now they've gone ahead and traded Matt Tice. But you can find somebody to play first base. I like the trade of Matt Tice. You picked up a catcher, and you signed him, and now you'll flip him. And so now Corey Lee is back, and he can play. And eventually Kyle Teal will be here as well. And those guys can play. They went up and picked up an outfielder from AAA in Tampa who deserves a shot a lot more than Michael Taylor.
But that's my point about the process. Like, you have a guy that's getting comfortable at third. Why in the bleep would you move him to first? Because you didn't handle your promotions and demotions correctly, that's bad process to me. The fact that you didn't have a first baseman on your roster or someone who could play first base is bad process. And I get that you're trying to send a point to both Elko and Vaughn that what they're doing is not enough. In the case of Elko, it's, hey, man, you got your taste. It didn't go the way we want. We're going to send you back down. You're going to go work on some stuff. In Vaughn, it's, you've had 5 years to get this right, and you're not getting it right. I'm with that. I appreciate them doing that. I'm just saying that inside of a season where there's more value to Vargas playing third base every day, that your process allowed for you to move him from third base. And that's stupid.
Well,
because first base is a position where you should have someone
who can play it. What's more important, that Vargas plays three games at first base since Vaughn went down, or that they finally showed the accountability of sending Vaughn down? What's more important? Sending Vaughn down, 100%. So Vargas plays a little bit of first. He's played there three times. He can play some first. He can play some third. I love that they sent Vaughn down. And there's just the stuff that I'm hearing from talking to people about Ryan Fuller on the hitting side and about Bannister on the pitching side, and some of the production that they're getting in the minors is making me feel a hell of a lot better about this thing organizationally than I did even 3 weeks ago or a month ago. So maybe it's not a real sharp corner. That's for sure.
It's not a 90-degree angle.
Oh, no. No.
It's a soft corner.
Yeah, it's a soft one.
Is it like
it's when, a bend. It's more of a bend, but they're starting to turn that bend.
Well, wait. Is it like chicken corners where you got to make the long turn instead of the short quick one?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's fair, where it's like one of those six corners.
You're making the turn onto Elston instead of making it onto Damon.
Yeah. It is not the harsh turn. It's not even the turn onto Fullerton, you know? it's not even that. You're coming off. Is it Cortland or it's Wrightwood? Something like that. It might be Cortland's nearby, but it's definitely a soft turn. But I think they're trying to.
I think you guys should call it fair or foul. That was one of the great chicken discussions I have ever heard.
Steve Stone loved it. Props to Miguel Vargas for coming on Hit and Run the other morning. Lawrence, dude defected from Cuba at age 17, and 8 years later is in his second different big league city and has busted his ass to learn English and said yes and was so cool to do it and was like thankful for the opportunity. And how about this? His dad, who played 2,000 games in Cuba, and I believe had 2,000 hits, actually. Had 2,000 hits, played for 20 years in Cuba, was talking to Miguel Vargas about his dad, who he said was a better player than him overall.
Yeah, 100%. That's my, favorite player of all time. I think he's the best. And, obviously he was my big influence to, play baseball. I just enjoy going to the park with him and practice and now follow him and make him here. He never was able to play here in the big leagues. And, for me to do it, it's like, for appreciation for him for, enjoying me to the game and enjoying me the love for the game.
Oh, man, that's cool. That's cool. Has he, forgive my ignorance, but has he been able to come here and watch you play here?
Yeah, he come here a lot. He's been here every year at Homestead.
Good.
He come here and, you know, spent here a week with me. And, you know, it's the whole day talking about baseball, but it's the fun part about it.
Wow, that's awesome. So you spend the whole day talking to your dad about baseball, and he stays with you at your place?
Yeah, he stayed with me. We stay together, and then after the game, we drive back home talking about the day. We get there, we get home, we're still talking about what we're going to do tomorrow, what's the plan, and what we do better. And, you know, until we go to bed, we're just talking about baseball.
Oh, man, that is amazing.
That's really beautiful.
Isn't that cool? Grew up idolizing his dad as a player. Dad never got to the big leagues. Now he's in the big leagues. His dad comes and stays with him. And they talk ball all day long.
Talk ball on the way home. Like, yeah. That's pretty great.
And they talk ball at home up until the time they go to sleep. That's
really wonderful.
Man, I liked that kid a lot.
I hope that it continues to work because, you know, last year watching Vargas is like, oh my God, how was this guy a Dodgers prospect? And he didn't have good footwork. He didn't have good technique at third. You watch him at the plate and it wasn't great either. But clearly what they've done with him since then, they didn't give up on him. They kept pushing him. And they're getting good results, which is good.
And if he's a first baseman who bashes, that's okay too. If he ends up a first baseman who bashes, maybe Colson Montgomery gets called up and plays third base at some point. And you've got Vargas at first. And if Elko ever comes back, he can DH, or one of the catchers can DH. You know, whatever. You're figuring that stuff out on the big league level.
We need to talk more about the White Sox, but there's something specific to this show that we want to talk about. Also, I had a fun conversation with my adorable little dad about baseball yesterday that I think you will enjoy. And then my mom, my adorable little mom, jumped into the conversation yesterday.
Okay, all right, good.
And there was something that we were telling her about baseball that she was absolutely mortified by.
I want to know about this.
It's next here on The Score.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Everything's coming up Layla lately. I kind of like this.
And a lot of people don't, but I'm happy about it.
Who doesn't? Layla and Marshall are going to be singing the seventh inning stretch tonight for Cubs Rockies. You can tune into their show tomorrow with Mark Grody from 10 until 2. They're going to be broadcasting live from Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigleyville. Great chicken strips there, by the way. It's an underrated food item that they have at the Brickhouse Tavern.
I have not had the chicken strips.
It is worth it. Ian Happ's going to be there with them at 12, and they'll talk Cubs baseball. Cubs on Deck is powered by Verizon. Learn more about Verizon's deal for Military Appreciation Month at your local Verizon store.
We're going to talk some Cubs at the top of the hour, including an update on an injured catcher we'll give you then as well.
So, Speaks, yesterday, I go see my parents because I hadn't seen. I've been all over this weekend, you know, doing family stuff, and I went to go see my parents. My dad was watching war stuff because it's Memorial Day. He's a historian. He likes learning new stuff. I said, listen, I kind of need to watch the game. Do you guys mind? So I turn the game over, and my dad says, when did they start just throwing the ball away after it hits the dirt? I said, it's been kind of in vogue for like the last like 5 years or so. They don't want you to pitch with a scuffed ball.
Any little scuff or mark. I've sat near the guy who has all those baseballs, and it's like, oh my God, there can't be much wrong with that one.
Yeah, they're pretty pristine. And so my mother was like, well, why is that? And I said, well, if you can manipulate a scuffed baseball. She's like, what are you talking about? I said, well, you can make it do stuff. And then she goes, in baseball? And so she was like, I always thought baseball was this gentlemanly game that was played. and so then I went to explain to her how one might doctor the baseball.
Oh, Vagisil.
I told her all the stuff. I'm like, there's all sorts of different things. I said to her, I said, you know, there literally was, I can show you a video of a file coming out of someone's jersey.
Joe Niekro out of the back pocket.
Yeah, and like, oh,
what are you talking about?
There's no file here that's in my back pocket. And she goes, what? I'm like, yeah, if you can manipulate the ball, you can make it kind of do weird stuff.
They had to put rules on the books because everybody was doing it at one point.
So then I was explaining to her, and I was like, I don't know this from any personal experience or anything like that, but, you know, you can go with sunscreen on your forearm or under your cap. You can Vaseline over behind your ear. Maybe if you wanted to keep your pitcher clean and away from them wondering about him, perhaps your catcher has it on his glove or has it on his chest protector, Yadi Molina.
Here's a video of the ball sticking to the chest of the Cardinals catcher a couple years ago.
It's like, I wouldn't have any experience with any of that stuff. I didn't learn any of that stuff playing the game. And then I was explaining, like, guys sliding spikes high. Because the obstruction rule came up again yesterday.
Oh, sure.
I'm so tired of the obstruction rule.
Lawrence, did you see what came up last Friday night? I hadn't seen it. it in the Dodgers and Mets game, the Miguel Vargas play.
Yes.
Where the third baseman
is
got,
blocking the view of the outfielder, and I'm using air quotes.
Yeah, blocking the view of the base runner from the outfielder. But the rule says it's only illegal if you're facing the base runner, if you're standing there. So if you have your back to him, it's not supposed to be called. Trip Gibson, the umpire, called it twice the other night.
I'm so tired of it. So tired.
What
of
are
it.
We doing here,
it's
people?
It's really stupid and being caught is being adjudicated too much in baseball.
So you over the weekend taught your mother about baseball cheating.
Yes.
That's tremendous.
How to cheat at baseball. Damn. And it was a lot of fun.
I bet it was.
And my father just laughed because he's like, this is what they do. Like, this is why the game is the game all the time. Because then he got into a conversation about Pete Rose. And then he got into a conversation about Shoeless Joe Jackson, 1919 White Sox.
How about guys in the outfield flipping a light on and off based on what the catcher's signs were in the era before pitch com?
Or guys in this era hitting a garbage can.
He got an unfinished tattoo on his collarbone right here. That honestly looked terrible. It was a bad tattoo.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right, Correa. We believed that about Altuve.
Oh, and by the way, Tanny and I noticed this earlier. So Layla Marshall singing the stretch tonight. My partner's singing the anthem on June 18th over at Cubs. We need someone to throw out the first pitch over at Cubs. I think in this season that would help, like, the trifecta.
Yeah.
But hey, White Sox, where are you at? We're available. We get we're not the flagship.
Yeah, that might be an issue.
But I don't know if it would be.
You don't think it'd be an issue?
I don't think it would be an issue.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do over there?
I've already done it. I've already had my dream. I've thrown out the first pitch three times at White Sox.
My goodness, I didn't realize
that. It was all part of a contest they did, though.
I was an umpire for a first pitch once at Wrigley.
I was a guy who stood there and clapped.
You did that great. You did that
and
really
good. You
umpired
great as well.
Thanks, buddy.
All I'm saying is, can we get Chris Tannehill, like maybe he can be in the booth?
Whoa.
No, not
get him up there.
No.
I've been in the booth. I can go whenever I want and go see Len and DJ.
Not,
I just haven't been there in a couple years.
Not
no,
that
the TV
booth.
One. The TV one.
No, not that booth either. I'm talking about with Nancy. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Well, she extended the invite, right? So
she did, Danny. Yeah. She did on one of those Nancy Faust Sundays, go hang out by the organ.
That's pretty much like the only thing in the ballpark. You know, like I've, you know, had the pleasure of covering the team, and we've done radio broadcasts from there. And when Ranji was doing pre and post there, I've seen a lot of stuff in that ballpark. But like seeing Nancy do her thing on a Sunday,
cool.
That would be awesome.
Hmm. I'm just saying that, you know, a lot of stuff happening over at Wrigley Field for the people with the score. We don't mind. We'll come through.
I'm just looking to get people more involved over at Wrigley because I think that's something we can affect. For instance, Alex Kuhn is going over there tonight. He's going to sing God Bless America. They don't know it. They don't usually sing it on Tuesdays. That's fine.
They don't usually
I'm going to leave about half hour early from the show today. Is that cool? All right.
It's cool. It's kind of a tradition around here. And then Ray Diaz and Robbie Triano are going to go over. They're going to be the kids who say play ball at the beginning of the game. Those two are going to do it. By the way, the kids who did that last night or yesterday at the game stunk. Those kids.
Wow.
Don't they have to win through a contest? Are you insulting them?
They crumbled in the moment. I'm just saying.
I really hope that they weren't Make-A-Wish kids.
Or the kids of sponsors or something.
I really hope that that's not the case.
I'm just saying, one of them jumped at it early. The other one got annoyed, looked over. There was sibling tension. Nobody was said play ball. They almost didn't play ball. That's how bad it was.
It was that bad? That's not good.
In all fairness, they saw the Rockies on the one side. Like,
that's true.
I thought we were here to play ball.
They are terrible.
My goodness. The Rockies are a thing. We will discuss them in the next hour.
We will. But when we come back, let's talk more specifically about the Cubs and who's in charge of stuff that's going on with the Cubs. The answer, I think, will thrill you next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest, it hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.